to order. We got all sorts of sorting to do, so let's quit our yapping. Thank y'all. Okay, now I think I'm supposed to bang this gavel, so here I go banging it. Here we go. All right, now let's start with the simple stuff. This is the first official town meeting for the town of Westernville, which we have all just recently learned is not just outside of Tulsa, but in fact on the planet Menlor, which is just outside of a constellation called Cygnus, that is in fact about 6,000 light years from Tulsa. Now, I don't know what a light year is, but I think we can all agree that something called a light year sounds real darn far. Also, what we have learned is that we are all robots, which I think we're all agreed is a surprise. Now, I never like surprises much, but to awaken one day with the knowledge that I was not flesh and blood, but in fact a simulacrum of a man, really put some steam inside this hat of mine. Y'all, it was a real humdinger. Now, what we have decided is that we gotta start somewheres. So, it was Anna's suggestion that we do what we've always done and have ourselves a good old-fashioned town meeting. Yes, Anna, did you have a comment?
Yes, Bart, thank you. I don't remember recommending a town hall to you, but I do think it's a real good idea.
I apologize for the confusion there, and this is a good reason why we need to have this here town meeting. It was not yourself, Anna, that suggested, but in fact, the Anna that is about three Annas to your left. That's right. Hey there, Anna. I appreciate the suggestion. And therein lies the problem, y'all. We all got the same names. All the fellers in town got the name of Bart, and all the ladies got the name of Anna. And I feel like that just ain't gonna cut it in the long term, y'all. How the heck am I gonna know who the heck I'm talking about if we all got the same name? So can we all agree that the first order of business here today is for us to figure out what the heck we're gonna call each other? Yeah? We're agreed? Okay, resolved. And I'm gonna bang this gavel again. Now, why don't y'all step up to the podium there and just speak your mind about whatever issue that you're working on. Yeah, okay, Bart, what's on your mind?
Good day to you, Bart. I'd like to say that it's a bit of good news for myself when I found that we were all named Bart. You see, there could not be a less Irish name than of Bart. And I was always confused about how I ended up with it. So now I find myself presented with choosing for myself a real Irish name. But there's quite a few of them out there, Bart. We're not all named Seamus.
Well, that's true, Bart. You got all kinds of names to choose from. You got your Brendan, your Liam, Shane. Shane's a real good one. Fiona.
The choices are plentiful, to be sure. The problem I seem to be having is that I don't seem to be Irish at all, now do I? The way I see it, Ireland's just about as far away as anything else. About 6,000 of them light years have been talking about.
And that's one heck of a pickle you got there, Bart. Seeing as you're talking like an Irish person, and turns out you're just as Irish as anyone else in the town hall right now. At the same time, we're all starting at square one, and you gotta start somewheres. So I figure that you may as well start with the Irish name, since you're gonna have to pick some kind of starting place somewheres anyhow.
That's awfully fine advice, Bart. I appreciate it.
Sure thing, Bart. Who's next there? Oh, hey, Sister Anna.
Hello, Bart. Good day to you all. I have to say I have deep concerns regarding this business with our names.
Well, that's what these town meetings are for, so let's hear it.
Our names are chosen when we take our vows as sisters of the church, as you all know. I feel it would be sacrilege to change the name I have chosen for my devotion to our Creator.
I'd say there, Sister Anna, that the problem there is that you and them blessed sisters all chose the same name when you devoted yourself to the church and all.
But it is still our holy name, Bart.
Sure thing. Is there any way y'all can maybe have a do-over?
I don't know what you mean by a do-over.
Well, sometimes in the morning when I make some coffee, it just don't turn out right. So I just have myself another go at it. Now, I ain't familiar with the ins and outs of such holy business, but maybe it'd be all right with the Almighty if y'all just chucked it. Came around on it fresh.
Well, such a thing has never been done before.
Don't I know it, sister. There's a whole heck of a lot of that going on, if you'll pardon my language. I don't imagine there's nobody in town who's feeling accustomed to the particulars of their situation right about now.
I thought of writing the diocese of this matter, but, well.
Yeah, I hear you, sister. There ain't no Pony Express that's going to make 6,000 of them light years they've been talking about. Have you looked into the good book at all? Maybe there's something, even though a bit on the thin side, that can help us through this.
Well, there is Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Well, now that's real pretty. I do like that. Sister, maybe y'all ought to pray on it a bit. Maybe save these particular biscuits for morning, if y'all are catching my meaning.
Very well. We shall pray on it.
And until them prayers get answered, what we're all going to do is just refer to y'all as the Sister Annas, and then as y'all get more guidance from upstairs, we can adjust our salutations. Okay, who's next? Hey there, Bart.
Good morning to you, Bart. I appreciate you calling upon me.
Well, sure thing.
It's a small issue, but I feel an important one. You just mentioned that we would be referring to our local ladies of the church as Sister Annas. I wanted to interject that the correct term would, in fact, be Sisters Anna as a collective pronoun.
Good looking out, Bart. Thank you for that. Y'all hear that? It ain't Sister Annas. It's Sisters Anna. We all good with that? Okay. I'm banging the gavel again. Up next. Okay, Bart, what have you got for us?
I ain't changed my name to nothing other than Bart.
Bart.
And if any of y'all got problems with that, I encourage you to pick up one of these six bullets.
Bart, damn it, can you stop threatening to shoot people who disagree with you?
Bart's my name, and I ain't changing it.
Hell, Bart, what if there's someone else here who's taking fancy to the name Bart?
And that's a dead man walking.
Bart, you're putting a bit of a paw on this here town meeting with your threats.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Bart, may I speak?
Oh, sure thing, Anna. You've got something for us?
Yes. Well, I was thinking before the town hall that such a problem may rear its ugly head, and I thought I'd find a solution before the head went to rearing itself.
I appreciate you getting up before the chickens on that one, Anna. What have you got for us?
Well, I thought, when we got to addressing the problem of our names, that there may be one or two of us that may like to stick with what we've got. So I headed down to our library and I got to looking into a few things.
What'd you dig up?
Well, it seems that the name Bart is actually short for something.
Is that right?
Yes, for several things, in fact. Bart can be short for Bartholomew, also Barton, also Bartolomeo.
Ain't that a thing? All right, Bart, you take a shine to any of them?
I'd like to be Bartolomeo.
Oh, sure thing. We can get behind that, can't we, y'all? Resolved, then. Bart here, and by Bart, I mean this particular Bart who's always threatening to shoot y'all. This here Bart is now named Bartolomeo. I'm banging the gavel. Who's up next? Howdy, Anna. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm mighty steamed, as I'm sure you can reckon, Bart.
We all got a long list of things we're steamed about, Anna. What's the particulars of your steam?
I've been running that there saloon for as long as I can remember. Lichia has been in at one time or another. But guess what, Bart? I can't serve no drinks no more because none of y'all, myself included, partake in any sort of liquid. Nor do you eat any of the food that I put out for you. Seeing as how these bodies ours don't require no food nor drink. And I'm wondering what the heck I'm supposed to do with myself in light of my business turning into just a big bunch of nonsense.
That's well heard, Anna. Y'all, if we can stick a nail in this issue of what the heck everyone's name is, another pressing issue is what the heck we're going to do with ourselves, seeing as how we've been doing a heck of a lot of play acting for who knows how long. None of us need neither food nor drink. All we got to do is set ourselves down in one of them charging stations for a little bit each day. It's confusing as all get out, and I ain't clear on what we're going to do about it all.
Excuse me, Bart, may I speak to that?
Sure can, Anna. You got something for us?
Well, I think we can all agree that these are confusing times for all of us. One day our lives are one thing, and then the other, they're whatever this new thing is. We all spent a heck of a long time doing things that just didn't need doing. It's real rough to look back on your life and see that you spent a whole mess of time just, well, wasting time. I'm gonna admit something to y'all now. Before we were all awakened to our current situation, all I ever talked about were my two children, Bart and Anna. How they were such a handful and how we were all waiting for their father to come on back from Tulsa. And then one day, I woke to find that I didn't really have them little ones and I didn't have no husband that was gonna be coming back from Tulsa any time now. You see, that was just something I was supposed to talk about. There weren't actually no husband and there weren't no children. And what I'm going to admit to y'all now is that I was relieved. It was a relief to know that there wasn't yet another thing that was chosen for me. I don't know that any of us can bear children or that any of us will need to do things like get married and such, but if it is possible, it should be something we choose to do. Not something that's handed to us. So, while this is all confusing and we've all had the wind taken out of us real bad, I'd like to offer that we should perhaps have a speck of gratitude amongst the confusion. From here on out, we make our own choices. That may mean letting go of what we know and what we understand, but I say we let go of what was, with the knowledge that a brand new thing is out there somewheres, waiting for us.
That's a heck of a thing, Annie. I appreciate you saying so. Y'all, I think if I could get us all down to brass tacks, it'd be to say, what now? Where to? I suppose the pickle you get yourself into when no one's telling you what to do is that you gotta figure out for yourself what to do. Yes, Bart, apologies. Bartolomeo?
I'm gonna get a posse together.
No, Bartolomeo. We do not need a posse. There ain't no one to chase down.
I'm saying I'm gonna get a posse together to head on out, see what's out there outside the city. See if there's anything might be useful.
All right, I hear you. That ain't half bad. If any of y'all want to join Bartolomeo's posse, y'all talk to him after the meeting. What else we got?
Well, I was looking up about the names. I got a whole list of common names, and I could put together a raffle of sorts where people can reach in and grab themselves a new name if and they don't want to choose one for themselves.
All right, well now we're cooking with a little bacon, aren't we? Anna's going to handle the naming situation. And for clarity's sake, that's the Anna that is four rows down and three Annas in. Talk to that Anna. What else we got?
The sisters Anna and myself shall pray upon the situation and hope to gain guidance from the Almighty.
Okay then. We got some exploration, some organization, and a little bit of prayer. I reckon those three things combined may offer us a way forward. Hell, in the end, maybe that's all anybody's got. I'm gonna bang this gal, bring us to a close. Then I'm gonna be here tomorrow and the next day, and we'll just keep on having these meetings till y'all get sick of me. Then we'll probably just keep on having them after that. Okay, y'all? Thank y'all. Adjourned.
This interlude is made possible in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bert, Bethany, Cinnamon, The Wading Pool Pirates, Mel Momberg, Rogue, Justine Burbank, Onyx Rose, Aaron Mitchell, Melvis Gray Mystery, Om Vega, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derplahoma, Diodand, Menlor, Calibri, Hippo, Marunmai Joshi, Kara, Late Indeed Again, Mother of Thor, Special K, Sarah Bergenholtz, Will Goliu, Naya, Anna, Ben and Jessica, Bearkeeper, Levi, Dalek Steve, Darcy D, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.